This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello, everybody. You can hear from my voice, I am not feeling good. This all popped up pretty quickly. I had a little bit of a cough yesterday, thought, okay. I enjoyed some music last night. I'm going to tell you about that in a little bit. But all of a sudden, the temperature jumped up, and I am not feeling good. But we have a 30-minute show. We're leading to the Twins and Royals, so I can do 30 minutes. I am home. I probably would have been home anyway for a 30-minute show, but I'm certainly home because I do not want to get anyone sick. As Susie said, today is the start of the best sporting event of the year. The Masters has begun. I'm going to give you the leaderboard and just tell you that the boss is leading already. Scottie Scheffler is tied for the lead, but come on. The greatest Masters champion is Jack William Nicklaus. Dave Harrigan, is he involved with Masters memories with a powerful radio station in New York? Does he do that?
Not that I've ever been aware of.
I'm not aware. Chicago?
No.
L.A.?
Please. Please. He's L.A. Come on. He's not an L.A. guy.
The radio station out in Lakeland Shores? No. If you can start the show on the first day of the Masters with a Masters memory from Jack Nicklaus, we're going to do it. Here you go.
Jack Nicklaus remembers the Masters.
I got to be honest. I've had enough of Gary Player. We get it, Gary. You're in good shape for your age. Go have a protein shake.
It's not so much of a memory as he's just sick and tired of Gary.
I'm kind of tired of him too, you know, kicking away and it's all black and I've done $500,000 setup. Stop being a braggart, Gary. Okay. What is the single event that you most look forward to watching? What is the number one event? Could be the Westminster Dog Show. It could be the fireworks tied to the 4th of July. It could be a presidential debate. It could be some music that you see on PBS. It could be the Masters. It could be the Final Four. It could be the games that Byron Buxton plays. Now, Byron's out for a couple days because of personal reasons, so we hope that's all good. But what is the number one event you most look forward to watching? For me, if it's a yearly occurrence, it is this, Dave. It is the Masters. Now, I also love the Ryder Cup, but this is number one for me. So let's give you the quick leaderboard. Text me right now. What is the event? Sports, music, news, a television show that never could be The Simpsons. Will The Simpsons ever end, Dave Harrigan?
No. No, it will live on forever. Even after this world is done, The Simpsons will be somewhere.
Exactly. Scotty Scheffler, Tyrrell Hatton, and Justin Rose all leading at 3-under. Rory McIlroy, as they say at Augusta, on the tee. The person I certainly want to win, the sentimental favorite, who too often gets off to poor starts in the opening round and puts himself in a better position. He just piped his drive and won. So Rory, just one shot in the game. At 2-under, you have a bevy of players. Brian Harman, Sebastian Jaeger, Joakim Noah, Joakim Neiman. Geez, I confused him with the former Florida Gator.
Joakim Noah would be good.
If it was Joakim Noah out of nowhere, that would be a hell of a story. Joakim Neiman, Jordan Spieth, and is it Lori Kantner? I think that's who that is. And then Denny McCarthy along with Max Homa, who's been dreadful. Max Homa at 2-under. Dave Harrigan, you can watch. Not watch one event. Let's not phrase it that way. The most anticipated event of the year for Dave Harrigan is what?
It's probably cliche to say the Super Bowl, but the Super Bowl probably is it.
Yeah.
A close second for me, and I am not a horse racing guy at all for the most part, but I love the Kentucky Derby, and I have ever since I was a kid, and it was just something that, you know, it comes up in spring. It was always, you know, kind of one of those Saturdays where you're out doing yard work or, you know, playing in the backyard as a kid. And myself, my brother, and my dad would always, okay, post time, 10 minutes away, we're going inside because we got to watch the Derby. And, you know, you quick look at all the horses, they parade them out. I got the 2 horse. I got the 8. I got the 7 horse. And, you know, you'd spend 2 minutes cheering the heck out of your horse. Maybe they win. Maybe they finish last. Maybe they don't finish at all. Who knows? But it was just always something I looked forward to that day for whatever reason.
That's pretty good. So at Horse Breath, we started to do a little golf event tied to trying to qualify to win the Derby. So it's moved up. That's an event. That's a separate category, too, which we'll get to. Let's jot this down in our planner. Event you would most like to attend that you have not attended before, right? Because I'm not Mr. Horse Racing either. I'd love to attend the Kentucky Derby. Everything tied to it, wouldn't that be a blast?
I don't know. It might be too much of a madhouse for me.
Yeah, see.
And let's be honest, mint juleps are terrible.
They're
terrible. Just say it. You can say it. It's okay.
God, I'm trying to think the last time I had it. Let's just put it this way. And a texter has nailed it. It sounds like I am auditioning to try to phase out Frank Nobilo, who just took over for Vern Lundquist in 16.
give us a little in your life.
I don't think I have that in me today. I have more of the. Here's Spieth with the tap in from 4 feet. Measured. It's good. It's in. He remains at 2-under par. I've got that down right now.
Tips his cap to the patrons.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Don't say fans. No, 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 no. There's a long, long list. Among the text here, Kennedy Center Honors. Yeah, Kennedy Center Honors. Yeah. It's just going to be next year, one person, Donald Trump.
That's right.
Donald Trump. NFL preseason opener. Who's not aroused by the NFL preseason opener?
I like game 2, frankly, of the preseason.
My boy Charge gets all excited for the NFL preseason opener.
Oh.
The Stanley Cup playoffs. Boys high school hockey tournament, sure. Christmas 1, the Masters 2. I'm more excited for... That's a good question. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. Do I look forward to Thanksgiving more than the Masters? I don't. I look forward to the Masters.
Well, Thanksgiving's only one day. Masters, you get four,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm lucky that my core family, and I never take this for granted, lives in town. I see my family a lot. It would be different if, let's say I was living where I go a couple months a year, Palm Desert, and I wouldn't see everybody. And so then this is how we would get together. I think that would skew it for some people, right?
Absolutely, it would.
Record Store Day, which is on Saturday. I remember when that was a really big deal, for sure. Multiple people with you on the Kentucky Derby. The Indy 500. It's nowhere near what it used to be. But would you want to go to that?
No.
Or let's say, would you want to go to it as separate? I apologize. I'm clearly not on my game. Watch it?
I'm just not an auto racing guy. If it was a half an hour race, I'd go to it.
Yeah. Watching our granddaughter play basketball for her senior year. That's coming up. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Chad, on getting through puberty. Your voice is definitely lower. And I'm going to try to make it. Glad this is not a long show. The Nathan's hot dog eating contest. God, that's so disgusting, isn't it?
I don't know why you have a problem with dudes eating 70, 80 hot dogs in 10 minutes. It's fine.
When they just dip them in water. I like
double dog in it.
Yep. Let's go over the rankings again. Sausage one. The Polish sausage one. The bratwurst two. The hot dog three. Are you with me in that order?
I think so. I think that's fair.
Thank you. Well, you
what
don't,
about
I mean,
the Italian sausage?
I like an Italian sausage. I think more traditionally of the Polish sausage, though. Don't you?
Well, that's fair. You don't really often think Italian sausage in a bun, but it can be done.
It can be done.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I was minding my own business. Tax time yesterday. Oh, that was fun. Post show. And then had another meeting and then thought, you know, I might go see my friend Dermot Cowley at O'Donovan's. And then it turned out other friends, including Mr. Carter and the Lobster, were headed down too because a gentleman named Tyler Childress was playing at Target Center. And as I joke with some people, at this point yesterday, I was more familiar with Brad Childress than I was Tyler Childress. And it turns out, Michelle comes down, we get tickets, and I loved it. I didn't like it. I didn't think it was very good. I loved it. He has moved up fast in the country scene. But to me, like, I'm not much the modernist country, and my country interest, Dave, is okay. I used to be completely dismissive of it when I was young, and I was foolish, and I shouldn't be. I love Sturgill Simpson. And I don't know if he's completely like Sturgill, but he's got an amazing voice. He's got the emotion. He's got the bigger band with him. He can do the acoustic. I mean, every time he comes here reading stories, he sells out, whether he's open for Jack White, whether he's at the Armory's first half. But there were 15,000 people there. And as someone who's had a chance to see a lot of shows, there are times when you can tell when somebody has the audience in their hand. Tyler Childress last night had the audience in his hand, and I'm so lucky I was there.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.